crisp and horrible as the reality had been all those years ago. He'd never forget. Hell, he didn't want to forget. But it had been almost 9 years since Darla and Diana had been kidnapped in Mexico City, and his friends were right. He had to move on. His wife and daughter were gone, and he was here, alive and well, and trying so damn hard to block out the morass of guilt and loss, to keep it at bay with long hours of work and clandestine moments of physical release that never provided any true relief, despite his continued delusions that it would help. Which brought him right back to Evie and her swizzle stick. She's a lawyer based in L.A., but she spends a lot of time in Austin, his friend Lyle had said when he'd insisted that Noah meet Evie for drinks. She's pretty and smart and funny, and if it doesn't work out, it's just one night out of your life. So suck it up and meet her, okay? Noah had wanted to say no, but he also knew it was time to start clawing his way back into the world. So he was starting with Evie. And Lyle was right. She was smart, and she was pretty. She might not be anonymous, but she was probably good in bed, and God knew he needed